Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global Authors Network Radio. We are delighted to introduce to you Phenomenally Speaking with international best-selling author Valerie Fox. Listen to conversations with awe-inspiring guests who have accomplished extraordinary things. Artists, authors, writers, playwrights, directors, entrepreneurs, coaches, and more. Listen in as they share their journey and encourage you to share yours. Learn how to live your life phenomenally speaking.
My name is Valerie Fox, and I'd like to welcome you to Phenomenally Speaking. This program is in collaboration with Kid Marketing and Global Authors Network. This is a new blog talk radio show which introduces you to talented individuals who believe in pursuing their goals and dreams. Let me just check in and see if Naomi Soderman, are you on the call? Naomi? Hi, there is someone on the call, 650. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
And this is Simone Yuan, soon-to-be best-selling author.
Oh, great. Listen, my guest has not called in yet. I was hoping that you were Naomi. So I guess I'm just going to have to, like, fill in a little bit until she connects with me. I'm really happy. Pardon?
That's fine.
Okay, can you repeat your name again?
Yes, my name is Dr. Simone Yuan.
Oh, great. So did you say that you also are a best-selling author?
No, I am being optimistic. I soon to be. My book launches this Thursday, November 1st. It's called A Doctor in a Patient's Body, and it's the subtitle is Dreaming Big with Sickle Cell Disease and Chronic Pain, and it's a book about sickle cell and my journey, but it's also a teaching book for people who are desiring to elevate themselves and choose to live in joy with sickle cell.
That's fantastic. I remember clicking on your book. I did down you had an advertisement, and I sent it to Sickle Cell Runs in My Family, so I sent it to my niece and shared it on her page. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited that you chose to write about that, and it's from a personal point of view. In fact, I saw your post where you were looking into the mirror.
Okay, yes. Uh-huh, that cover of the book.
That's the cover of the book. That was very creative. I was so fascinated when I heard about you writing the book. And then when I saw your post, I shared it with my mother. Her name is Bernice Link.
Okay.
And
okay.
So we have a niece who spends the majority of her time in and out of hospitals.
Yeah.
And so that is why we were excited about your book coming out. Can't wait to do the book launch with you and support you with that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So I know you weren't scheduled to speak, but can you just maybe tell us a little bit about what inspired you to write about sickle cell?
Well, I actually am a sickle cell. I call it sickle cell thriver, not just a survivor, because anybody can, you know, survive. It just means that you're alive when someone else didn't make it, and that's the bare minimum requirement for a survivor, right? But
yes.
I believe that I actually am here for more than that. I think that you know, to the extent that I can, everybody is given something to do. And to the extent that I can, I have to do what I can do. And I believe that that for me will be thriving. I think it's a way that leaves a legacy. You know, with sickle cell, people don't think that way. They don't think that, you know, they have something to give back, that their meaning on this earth, you know, was long planned before they ever arrived. But I do believe that. And I believe that you can live out, you know, your legacy in the best way and live and laugh and love the best way you know how. And that, to me, is a thriver and not just a survivor. So I actually think of myself as such. I was born in Guyana in South America and then immigrated here when I was 13 years old. And I didn't find out that I had sickle cell disease until I was about 19 years old. So I grew up with all the symptoms, all the flares, all the pain of sickle cell without having a diagnosis. And that in itself has been a journey. In fact, I think getting a diagnosis kind of, you know, was a relief because everything else, it seemed like it was just in my head. No one can see pain, right?
Right.
So it was nice to actually have a diagnosis that, okay, she's not going crazy, curling up in a ball periodically and, you know, not being able to go to things, but while excelling in school, you know, so it explained things. It explained a lot of things. And then in my third year of college, I went to Columbia University in New York. And in my third year, I actually was diagnosed. I flew to Canada and came back, and that precipitated a really bad crisis that ended up causing my lungs to collapse. And so that was the beginning of my journey as far as knowing what I had. I was on life support for almost a week, and then after that, they did everything, every imaginable test, and then came back to my mom, like, how could you not have known that your daughter has sickle cell disease? I mean, this is something we know from childhood. And, you know, unfortunately, I was born in another country where they don't test at birth. Here, everybody gets tested in all 50 states at birth, because they know that, you know, the consequences can be catastrophic. As a result of not being diagnosed, I pretty much lost a lot of function in my lungs. So I wear portable oxygen, and I had a lot of lung other organ damage. So, you know, I had to get multiple hip surgeries, back surgery, all kinds of things. But, you know, I think it's amazing because even through that, I just had on my heart that I needed to go to medical school, and not just any medical school. So I ended up going to Stanford University in San Francisco, which rates about number two in the U.S. News and World Report, the number two medical school in the country. And you know, I feel like that was divinely led. I felt like, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe in God, and I believe that He led me through that. Like He carried me through that. And so I thought I had a story to share. So I decided to write a book.
You definitely have a story to share, and thank you for sharing that. I was going to ask you how old you were when you discovered that you had the sickle cell disease.
So I was 19 years old, and that was the admission, the hospital admission coming from Canada. I was in my third year at Columbia University, and coming back home, you know, arrived and, you know, tried to take a nap and woke up feeling like my lungs were on fire. And, you know, the rest, I guess, is history. But, yes, I was diagnosed at age 19, which is, you know, unusual.
Yeah. So I do like you saying that that you call yourself a sickle cell thriver instead of a survivor, because just a little bit that you shared with my listening audience today, it's just an incredible journey for you medically and physically. And so I'm really excited that you're writing this book, and I will support you in your endeavors. And I can't wait because I know that you will help hundreds of people who maybe take it for granted that, you know, they should get tested for stuff. And these, we have so many different diseases that are that affect our immune system, and it's very hard to diagnose them sometimes, and it may require people to get tested at a very young age. And I think you mentioned that when you're an immigrant from another country, sometimes we don't in the United States we don't realize how fortunate we are to have certain immunizations done on our children when they are young, and the medical facilities that we have at our fingertips, and it could actually save someone's life. So you have a lot to offer.
Thank you, so, and I want to show how other people how to do that. So my book is about, you know, revealing how I made it, some of the unorthodox ways I had to use to navigate the system to make it work for me. And sharing that with people, it's all about actually sharing what I, you know, what I did, what I learned along the way with people so that they can live their best life. And so I'm hoping that, you know, that it meets the aim.
I certainly think it will, because emotionally we're going to, I mean, the cover itself draws you in literally with the mirror, but then to feel, I can see, like, as you express your words, I can have feelings that are arising. So I know that when a person sees your words in print and they actually take that personal journey with you, it is going to have a huge impact on them, and it is going to, I feel, make a difference. Your book is going to make a difference in a lot of people's lives. So I'm touched that just by this brief conversation. And, you know, I believe that it happened for a reason. So my guest, Naomi, you're probably familiar with her. She is an author also.
Bestsellers.
Yeah, Bestsellers Guild. So I'm sure something came up, because we were excited about me having this interview with her today. And she's the author of Embrace the Mirror. So I know that things have, I was saying that things happen for a reason. And the fact that you called in today and was able to start talking about your book right with no notice at all is amazing. So I'm sure that maybe this is part of that journey that you're going on to inspire and help people. So someone's going to hear this recording, and they're going to be inspired to wait for your book launch in anticipation of that day when they can download it, and then followed by hearing you speak about your personal journey.
Yes, thank you. I don't believe anything is a coincidence. I was actually excited when I saw, I think it was Naomi that advertised that this was going to happen. And so I put it in my calendar. I wanted to support. I'm a part of Bestsellers Guild as well. So I wanted to support. And so I, you know, logged on promptly. I didn't want to miss anything. So I logged on promptly at 2 o'clock. And, you know, the way God tends to work, of course, you know, you never know. A lot of times, like they say, it's positioning, right? So I'm here. I'm just, you know, wanting to support someone else and be a listener. And then, you know, all of a sudden, I'm the one talking. So, but I'm fine with that. I'm always ready to share my story. So that's not a problem at all, and I'm honored to be able to do that. I just want to say that on November 1st, if your audience was to come to my Facebook page, it's Simone Eastman Yuan on Facebook, And if they were to come to the Facebook page, I would be having a live discussion from 12 to 1. And during that discussion, I'm providing a link that gives a free download. So it's the link to Amazon for the book, and it will be a free ebook, a free digital download of the book. And in part, it's to you know, get the word out and get the book out, and in part because I want my people to be educated. I don't know how else to say it, but that's the truth. So that's great.
I just wanted to ask you again if you could, because I was going to say, well, what's new with you? What's next? And how can my guests obtain a copy of your book? So if you could just repeat to us again your name, and if you could spell out your last name so that they can get onto your Facebook page, and the date and time again.
No problem. So it's, my last name is unusual. My husband is Nigerian. So it's U like an umbrella and then W-A-N like in Nancy. So U-W-A-N. My first name is Simone, which is like Simon plus an E at the end. So it's Simone Eastman, like Eastman, and then Yuan. And it's on Facebook. I think if you plug that into search for me, you'd find me easily. And it's this Thursday coming up, November 1st, from noon to 1 p.m. I will be live there and giving out the link to Amazon for a free download of the book.
Well, that's very exciting. Thank you so much, Simone, for sharing your information with us and your journey with sickle cell and being a sickle cell thriver. And I want to take a moment and send a shout out to Kid Marketing, because they have been very instrumental. And I think the last thing I heard, I'm going to say at least 450 individuals become best-selling authors through Kid Marketing.
It's actually 480. I went through Kid Marketing.
480. Okay. I know that they announced it the other night. I saw it on Facebook the other night. And I am proud to say that I have, I am one of those authors. My first book was called Love Lives On.
It's
talking about how it's personal journey and how it's about life before and after death came a knocking, and that was published in 2017. And this past August, my mother and I wrote a book called, again, another one, best-selling author book called The Unfinished Book, and it's about my mother's, a glimpse into my mother's incredible life journey. So the ebook is available on Amazon, but we're getting ready to release a paperback edition within the next week or two at the latest. So we're kind of excited about that as well. And I wanted to take a moment and just share some statistics. And first, I want to thank you, but ask you to stay on the call. I want to thank you so much for joining me today.
Sure.
And then I'm going to share some statistics and tell you who is my next guest that's coming up on my program next Saturday, November the 3rd. So first of all, did you know that 81% of people surveyed said they wanted to write a book, but less than 5% actually do? And so I am so proud of Simone and myself and the other 480 authors who have written their books, because we have proven that it can be done. Thank you again to Kid Marketing. Now, next week, I am excited because my guest is Yemi D. Prince. He is a luminous literary philosopher. He's always been fascinated by books, letters, and the power of words. One of the books that he wrote is called The Birth of a Child in a Fishing Boat. And another book is, he's written three plays. That's the title of a book. It's called Three Plays. There are so many. I know that His books are posted on Amazon if you're interested in finding out some of the books that he's written. He's not associated with Kid Marketing, but this program introduces you to talented authors and individuals who believe in pursuing their goals and dreams. So please check out Yemi D. Prince next Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And in closing, again, I'm going to thank my phenomenal guest, Simone. I'm going to give you a round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, so I'm going to ask you to send me an email. My email address is valerie.r.fox with two X's at gmail.com so that I can send you a recording of this interview.
Okay, so valerie.r.fox?
Yep, with two X's. At gmail.com.
Okay.
And I look forward to sharing this with you. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And have a fabulous and phenomenal Saturday.
Okay, you too. Take good care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.